Marty, 11-8 in the end. But it's fair to say Glenfinn made his work for your victory there today.
Oh yeah, definitely. It was tough conditions, and I think after the first 20-25 minutes, you know, we were probably fortunate to be, I don't know, was it around 5-all or 6-all going into half time. We were probably fortunate to get a few goal chances. So it was just going to be one of them games then. I don't think we were ever going to pull away, and we did have a wee burst maybe after half time and kicked a few points, but you know, Glenfinn clawed her back again, and just it was one of those games. It was hard to pull away, and you know, Glenfinn are a good championship team, you know, and before, maybe a year or two ago, before we had all them young fellas, yeah, a lot of our games were like that. So it was tough. We're just happy to get the one and get the 2 points.
To be fair to them, you know, their first 4 points, two of those were huge goal chances, and it took the intervention of your keeper Stephen McGrath to tip two of those over the bar. If Mark McGinty's men had to get one of those green flags, at least it could have been a whole different ball game.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'd say they're two close one and ones, you know. Stephen made one excellent save, kind of a palmed it over. So it could have been a different game then, of course, but just a bit lucky, I suppose, today to get over the line.
Yeah, and I suppose just a word on Glenfinn. They're in a Division 2 playoff. They've a good chance of coming up to Division 1. You know, I think 3 starting county minors to add to the mix next year. So they're, you know, a side on an upward trajectory, and I'm sure they'll take plenty of, you know, heart from that there today as they move on to, I think, St Nolan's next week.
Yeah, that's probably a big game for them now at home next week against St Nolan's. Listen, they have a good under-21 team 2 or 3 years ago that beat our boys in maybe a semi-final.
Yeah.
And a lot of that age group are probably coming through now, and then obviously Frank still knocking about there. So no, listen, they're a good team, and suppose they're adding to their panel now, and you know, they're definitely, I'd say, going on what we've played, you know, they're definitely a Division 1 team, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
And you know, they'll be, you know, I think they made the last 2 quarter finals in the championship as well. So listen, they'll be take beating any day. They're out, definitely.
And just in terms of yourselves as well, moving on, I mean, good to get open with a one today, and good to be open with a test. I'm sure Martin will have welcomed that there, but you know, he's get back down to business now in this sort of a league format. You know where you are next week. We've into the dark after that there as a sort of a round robin draw comes out of it, but listen, it's just a matter of getting the victory here today and moving on next week now with 2 points already in the bag.
That's it. I will be targeting trying to get a victory next week, Ballyshannon. That'll be another way, that'll be another tough game against probably a team similar to Glenfinn. So we'll be looking to get to 4 or 6 points as quickly as possible, and you know, try to get our place in the last 8.
And just wondering what Ballyshannon are going to offer, because they've come up, you know, Aru, and they've been very impressive in Division 2, so no better barometer than the, I'm going to say, current champions yourselves. Possession is 9/10 of the law, and the Dr. Maguire Cup is here in David Brennan Memorial Park. But Aru, very interesting, you know, I suppose a sleeping giant aside with a huge tradition. So I know they're going to find out a wee bit more about Division 1, and I suppose the upper echelons of Division 1 and indeed Senior Championship when they play is next weekend.
Yeah, definitely no more than Glenfinn. I think in an under-21 final or semi-final we played in our draw a few years ago, I think Gidor beat them in the final with that great Gidor team, and you know, that's the fruits of their under-21 team from a few years ago as well. So listen, they're obviously pulling together, they're very physical, very strong. We haven't seen them obviously this good few years, so we'll be expecting a battle there next week, like, so we'll be looking forward to it.